My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Time the game.
It is time for our picks as we head into the first official week of the National Football League. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Atlantic Station, guys, getting ready for the Falcons rally tonight. But last week we picked all college games. We finally get into the meat of everything because we've got college, we've got pro to pick from. Here's the deal. We pick the games. We pick them against the spread. You can go over, under, whatever you want to do. We keep tabs and we talk noise all year long. Now, I will say this. It's funny because all three of us were here, Orange back at the station. Turtle, Mike, we were talking about the Tennessee game. I felt like somebody was looking at my sheet, Turtle. Were you looking at my sheet?
Carl.
What?
I have these picks written down under lock, stock, and barrel on my phone.
All right. I felt like we were all on Tennessee. I don't know if that's the case, but.
Well, maybe there's a reason we're all on Tennessee.
Well, you guys were like.
You ever think of that?
You guys said the line moved. I was like, what happened? All right. We got to get to it. By the way, Steve Kuhn is going to join us here in about 20 minutes.
Yes, I am, and I love talking about gambling.
He does. He does.
Just not when it involves NBA teams for which I could be suspended and pay a major fine.
Yes, this is true. Oren, back at the studio. Give us your three games, my man, as we head into week one in the NFL. What you got for us?
I also feel this is not fair that somebody was looking at my sheet because I'm also riding high on Tennessee right now, too.
Oh, wow.
I just made my
kiss
of
death.
Like
kiss of death
ago,
so. Right there.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say it first. So, hey, you guys do what you want to do with it. I'm going to go with the Vols. I got them at 4.5, -4.5 on NC.
Okay, Oren.
Wait a minute.
I don't know that's a great point spread, but that's not the accurate point spread.
That's why we were arguing.
Spread then. Okay.
It's going up to 8.5. It's 8.5 currently for the Vols.
It is 8.5.
8.5? Oh, wow. Okay, then.
that's why we were arguing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You going with him?
Yeah, I'll ride with the Vols still on.
Yeah, there he is.
There
put your money with your mouth.
Good old Rocky Top. Once Oren mildly climbed Rocky Top, shakily making a bet. All right.
We can learn the wrong line on that one. All right, yeah, 8.5 then for that one.
All right.
NC State's not great. Like, they struggle with Western Carolina, so I think the Vols have
but were they sandbagging? They were sandbagging for this kickoff game up in Charlotte,
which may
get some rain.
We'll see. Also, so you guys mentioned this game earlier. They kind of were on my radar, but Tech's only a 2.5-point favorite against Syracuse, so give me
that's Tech up to three. That's up to three.
Give me the three then, the kicker. I'll take the kicker then. Tech minus three. And then I don't think this game is going to be very high scoring, so give me the under in Texas and Michigan at 42.5.
Ooh. I'm going to have to Riverside on that one.
Feel free.
Yeah, dude.
I think all
right, all right.
A lot of points in the big house.
All right, you got him. Yep. You got him. All right, let's go, Turtle. What do you have
Come
for
on,
us,
man? First of all, these don't count towards the official season scores, but just for those who were listening last week, I went 1-2, Carl went 1-2, and Oren went 2-1, despite not knowing the lines.
Nice.
All right, so I'm also going to.
I would have been 1-0. I would have taken BC based on my depression over Florida State.
That's true.
I'm taking Tennessee -8.5 also at NC State.
Ooh.
I am going to take the Chargers all day, minus three, versus the Raiders. The Raiders are not going to be a good football team this year. Maybe
Don't tell Antonio Pierce that.
Well, maybe a Ladd McConkey anytime TD, too. Maybe putting a couple shekels on that one. And then give me the Atlanta Falcons, minus 3.5 versus Pittsburgh.
Is it 3.5?
Yeah.
I buy the hook. Now, again, for those who don't follow gambling, some of your bookies or your sport, you can do this online.
Yep.
You can spay it. You basically change the odds, or you can spend to do it, but you can buy the half a point to get to the point spread, which you desire.
I may look like an idiot on Monday, Carl and Mike.
You might.
I think the Falcons win by a touchdown or more.
Okay.
By the way, a guy just hits up on the text line. Are you guys going to start wearing Nico Iamaleva t-shirts? That's the new boss. The new boss quarterback.
He's good, man.
He's a dude.
What are you, five touchdowns last week?
Yeah, he looks the part.
Right.
All right, so give them to me again real quick.
Okay, so I'm taking Tennessee minus 8.5 over NC State. I am taking the Chargers minus 3 over Vegas, and I am taking the Falcons minus 3.5.
All right, man. Mike Bell, what are you doing, bro?
Hey, man, I'm going to do a little Iron Bowl action for you. I'm going to take the Auburn Tigers minus 11.5 over Cal.
Oh.
This one's at home. Last year, of course, on the West Coast swing. But this year, I think – you know, again, I know we've talked about the quarterback identity at Auburn, and I believe that Hugh Freeze will have that, at least for this game, taken care of. The rest of the SEC schedule, that remains to be seen, but I like the Tigers. Going to take Bama, minus 30.5 against USF at home. Yeah, that was one. Remember, that was the ugly game last year where they hadn't really established the quarterback. They
went back up. 17-3, Jeff Simpson was ugly. The quarterback in that one.
Well, different new sheriff in town, and Kalen DeBoer just dropped 63 on the Hilltoppers. So I think if they get up, I think he can maybe win this one. I think 42-7 sounds good to me. And then finally, I'm going with the Eagles tonight. I'm in Riverside. A lot of folks are like Green Bay. I think this time for that Bulldog defense to step up. And Jordan Love, I mean, we know he's talented. We've seen it. But Jalen Hurts and company, the new coaching staff, they've upgraded. I'm not saying I like the Eagles to win at all, but I definitely like them tonight down in Brazil, minus 2.
That's a good pick, man. I mean, listen, I like Green Bay. I've already said this. That's my sleeper, and it's not a sleeper because they went in the playoffs last year. But to get to the Super Bowl this year, youngest team in the NFL, youngest wide receiving core in the NFL, and I think Jordan Love's upside is better than any of these other young quarterbacks that are out there. With that said, I'm going to pick – the over, okay, in that Texas-Michigan game. I know Oren went with the under. This game, I think Texas was 9 at one point. It's now down to 7, 7.5, depending on where you look. Over-under is 42.5. You're telling me that the over is not the play in that game? Michigan comes in ranked 10th in the country. Texas is going to put up points. We will see how it shakes out. But I think Quinn Ewers is good for 3 touchdowns in that game. 42.5, I'm going over. Hey, pick of the week for me. Guys, the Dolphins don't lose early in the season. And they don't lose because they're playing at home, and that Miami humidity and that heat comes into play. And guess what? The Jags right now, I just feel like there's some question marks right there.
Ooh.
They're a 3.5-point favorite at home. Dolphins paid everybody, Mike. As a matter of fact, didn't they pay their corner today?
They did. Jalen Ramsey got himself a contract extension. Mel, before, I don't mean to ruin your stream of thought there, Willard Scott.
Yes.
It's pretty warm in Jacksonville at times.
It is. But here's the difference. The record shows that the Dolphins over the last 3 years, specifically when Tua has been the quarterback, don't lose when the weather is 80 degrees or over.
What's it, 3?
3.5.
All right, man. I like that pick.
When the weather's 80 degrees or over.
You're saying that sunshine is going to melt down there at the Hard Rock.
No, it's just different when the Dolphins play early in the season versus later in the year. And with that offense, guys, it's a track team. We know this. Last year, they let those guys loose. I like the Dolphins in that game. That's my NFL pick. Mm. And then I'm going back to college football. Now, I will say this, and we talked about this. The Bengals, I like the Bengals, but I don't know what's going on with T. Higgins, and I don't know what's going on with Ja'Marr Chase.
T. Higgins is questionable. He's doubtful. That's even worse, as your designations. And then, you know, Ja'Marr Chase, can he step right in? Like, him and Joe are almost have, like, ESP, and they're going to need it in this game. They are playing the Patriots have a decent defense, but still, the under, I love the under in that game, too. But I stayed away from it, not knowing what the Bengals are going to be.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know what else I like? And I'm just talking out loud here. I like the Commanders, man, against the Bucks. Bucks are basically 4-point favorite, 3.5. Right. I like the Commanders. Commanders might surprise some folks, Mike.
Other ones, just for food for thought, since we're streaming, we're kind of like freestyling. I like the over in the Oregon-Boise State game.
Good call. Oregon struggled last week.
Scored a lot of points.
Yep.
Boise State scored a lot of points. So, again, two high-powered offenses. So, again, that's Dylan Gabriel in action for the Ducks.
So, what was your third pick, Carl?
Give me Brent Key and Georgia Tech Rambling
Rams. Oh, on the road, minus 3.
Brent Key's got his team focused like a – Laser. They're going to be ready for Syracuse. They come home 3-0, and then everybody starts to talk, hey, this team might be willing to do something special.
Right. Crack the top 20, beat Syracuse, man.
I agree. I'm going Georgia Tech.
It's a game that in the past, going all the way back, maybe not so much Paul Johnson with the offense, but it would be certainly one that, you know, Chan Gailey would win a game he's not supposed to, then lose one he's not supposed to. Wes Durham joined us earlier in the week. He says Syracuse is very physical. That's a strange place to play in the Carrier Dome, but I like the pick, man. Because if Georgia Tech is continuing that ascension, this is one you don't let get away.
You cannot.
I'm with you.
You cannot let it get away. There are some great games, guys, that we are going to continue to talk about.
Which is the one you're most nervous over? I'm most nervous about the Bama minus 30.5.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
No, for real. And by the way, Kalen DeBoer, they played well last week, but again, his starters were out pretty early.
I just didn't want to jump on the Vols because that would be the true kiss of death. Everybody was on Tennessee.
Well, this number jumping around like it has makes me wonder.
Injuries, something's up.
Yeah, something is up. Hey, by the way, we got tickets for you right now. If you like Blake Shelton, and I know many of you do, and I do too, he's coming to town. Blake Shelton and Friends and Heroes Tour with Craig Morton, Dina Carter, Trace Atkins, Saturday, March 15th, 2025 at State Farm Arena. Tickets on sale at State Farm Arena. We've got a pair for you right now. At 404-726-0929.
I'm a big fan of his better half.
Oh, she's great. She's great. Caller number five right now, Big O. 404-726-0929 is going to win those tickets. Steve Coonan's going to join us. Coming up, 5 o'clock hour, Mike and I are going to tell you the keys to Sunday. Wait until you hear him. Steve Coonan's next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.